Well, one other thing I find really fascinating that I've seen over the what has become a really interesting election cycle so far is it seems like on these issues like gay marriage and abortion, those things have always been sort of moral absolutes. They're not up for discussion. They're not up for compromise. But now you see a lot of people looking at fiscal issues the same way, right? You look at the debt ceiling, for example, and you see people acting as if these numbers on a page are moral absolutes. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, I think the Bible has some principles about finances. The borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs is filled with admonitions not to spend more than you take in personally or even as a country. But having said that, let's face it, there are two different ways to deal with this budget issue. One is through taxes. One is through cutting spending, maybe a balanced approach. And I don't think we ought to twist the Bible to try to support our particular way of solving this crisis. I think we Christians need to stick to the moral absolutes that are found in Scripture and not try to make every issue a biblical issue.
Interesting. All right. That is Pastor Robert Jeffers at First Baptist Dallas. Always appreciate the perspective.